Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. Not only is it another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast, but it's actually Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. If you don't, happy Hanukkah. Happy December. I haven't even taken a sip of this yet, so cheers to the first one. Okay, pretty good. What was I going to say? Welcome to A Slightly Unhinged Christmas. I am your host, Andy Andrews. For those of you who might be new here, hi, welcome. I do not look this extravagant every day, but if you're here for it, I'm here for you. Okay? Well, the number one question on everybody's minds, do I believe in Santa Claus? And honestly, no. I'm going to take a sip for that for the kids. You want to know the reason why I don't believe in Santa Claus? Because what kid wants a white man roaming around his house in the middle of the night with presents or not? Just because I don't believe in a man doesn't mean I don't believe in the magic of Christmas. Who says Santa Claus has to make it magical? What about the reindeers, the snow, the lights? Maybe I'm biased. Do I believe in Mrs. Claus? Of course I believe in Mrs. Claus. Are you kidding me? That bitch is everywhere. She's like Mother Mary, if you will, okay? I'm Catholic. But why does Santa Claus have to be a man? Like, I know he has like a Mrs. Claus, but like, why isn't it Mrs. Claus? You don't think she's doing the wrapping? You don't think she's putting the bows on? What is Mr. Claus doing? You fly, I buy? No, that's absolutely not. Okay. I guess it's a teamwork. Just like, don't praise Santa Claus, because he's fake. He's a fake man. I'm sorry if you're watching this and you have kids and you want them to believe in Santa Claus, because put some headphones on so they don't hear me. I don't want to ruin the vibe of Christmas, because I believe in Santa too. Now, question number two on everybody's list. I'm sorry. What? Question number two on everybody's minds. Am I on the naughty list or the nice list this year? There's no way I'm on the naughty list. Like, let's be for real. Let's be for real. Why would I be on the naughty list? I'm no hater. I'm no investigator. I'm not an op. Like, there's no way I'm on the motherfucking naughty list, bro. And if I am, well, count your blessings. How would we know? Well, it's a fake list. Maybe I am on the naughty list. I don't know what passes for being nice and naughty. Maybe my Unfashionable Podcast is on the naughty side. You let me know. Am I on your nice list? Or am I on your naughty list? Maybe like doing those accents puts me on the naughty list. I think it's open for interpretation. So interpret me. Again, unhinged. Slightly unhinged Christmas. Hi, welcome. I guess we're kind of going over Christmas topics and we're just hearing my opinions of it. I'm very sorry if the quality starts to get bad from here going forward, because as I drink more margarita, it's beginning to look a lot more like Christmas, okay? Okay. Real tree or fake tree? Go. Okay, personally, I love a real tree. Just because they're real, they smell so good. They might burn and cause fires, but put water in there. Turn your lights off. Everything will be okay. So there's my answer, fucking real as fuck. But there's nothing against the fake trees, because they're sustainable and we love a sustainable baddie, okay? Oh, I'm sweating and we're barely on the third topic. If you haven't noticed, I'm like a lover of Christmas. I think Christmas is just so magical. It's so whimsical. It's like all the joy that we need throughout the year put into 2 days. We get to rest, we get to eat. We get to give, we get to receive. What was better than that? I don't know if you guys celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I love Christmas Eve because we get to get tipsy, but I like Christmas Day because because of the New Year's parade. Oh, I'm sorry, that's New Year's. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed. Do you prefer Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Honestly, I don't think it makes a difference to me. Waking up on Christmas Day is magical, but going to sleep on Christmas Eve is kind of exhausting, actually. So I think I like Christmas Day. Personally, like, my family and everybody, like, celebrates it on Christmas Eve. But today is just, like, a chill day. Some people have work on Friday. You just do the damn thing, and then here comes the next year. I don't know if we can talk about alcohol on YouTube. I'm drinking On the Rocks. It's a premium cocktail. Margarita. And it's pretty good. Like, I'm actually sweating under this coat. But that's okay. Margarita for my throat. It's actually, like, really strong. If you can't handle your liquor, get out of the kitchen, okay? What do I love about Christmas? And what do I try to avoid? The only things that I try to avoid are Grinches, too much dessert, and driving. Let's go over one. Grinches. All that I wish for the Grinches of the world, is for their hearts to grow 10 times bigger. Not 2, 10. There's no reason to be a Grinch. Look at the bright side. Find your Cindy Lou. Find your Whoville. I've been eating fucking desserts so much ever since, like, Thanksgiving. The holiday is getting to me. And that's okay. Why do you think I'm wearing a big coat? No, I'm just kidding. It's okay to eat a little more during the holidays. No fucking worries about it. Just stuff it in your mouth and get going, okay? It's your body, your choice. Last but not least, driving. We don't drive drunk on Christmas Eve. We don't drive drunk on Christmas Day. We don't drive drunk any time of the day. So please, if you're traveling, call an UberX. Call a motherfucking Waymo car. Don't be a lame-o and crash your car. Don't risk your life and other people's, especially in the next week with New Year's coming around. Whenever you're listening to this, it might not be New Year's, it might not be Christmas. But just don't ever drink and drive, okay? And if you have to drink, don't drive. And if you have to drive, don't drink. Okay? Thank you. Moving on to things I love about Christmas. The lights. We love Christmas lights. Going and driving and looking at houses and people that decorate their homes, take pride in their homes. It's beautiful. It's magical. I always told my boyfriend that if I were to ever become president, I would make it a law for people to actually decorate their homes. I'll send you a care package full of lights, inflatables, all the brights. There's no excuse. How do we feel about holiday music? I'm already 20 minutes in. Everything is just getting further and smaller, but we're gonna keep going. You're gonna get an ending. Music, we were on the music. Christmas music, ooh, I was just listening to it, girl. Music is good on Christmas. I love music, like, I love music regardless. So a tune for me, it's a tune indeed. I need to shut the fuck up and move on. I hope this is actually, like, a good episode because I have no idea what's happening. Snow. I love the snow. I haven't been to the snow since I was a little girl. But if you're in a snowy state or snowy country, you're so lucky. You want to be in LA? No. It never snows here. So be grateful for what you have right outside your door. We get sun and you get fun. We have to drive like 3 hours for the snow. And even then, I'm not about to drive 3 hours in like treacherous terrain. I have to put wires on my tires? What does that even mean? I thought it was chains. What's the difference between wires and chains? Somebody please comment below. I would really love to know. I know that I need wires, but I haven't gotten them yet, so. No wires, no snow. Number 4. My 4th reason. This is real fur, by the way. I would never condone wearing real fur, but this is vintage. This is from my grandma's closet. It looks like a chinchilla. But that points me into the next topic of Christmas that I love, and that's dressing up. I hope nobody makes fun of my bow, the way it's sitting. If you make fun of my bow, you're such a hoe. Where was I? Oh, dressing up. I like dressing up. I love to dress up for the holidays. I think when I have my own family with children and cats and dogs, I think we'll probably take a family photo and we'll send it out to everybody because why the fuck not? Oh my god, I haven't even finished this. So this is for you. It's not bad, it's just like fucking strong. I loved dressing up as a kid, so it's only fucking right that I follow it up. I hope I don't look ridiculous. I know I'm wearing leggings. I have to like adjust myself for a minute because I think I was getting a little too joyous. Another question for you, or I want to know actually, comment down below if you want. What has been your favorite Christmas gift so far? Doesn't matter if you were a kid, what was your favorite gift for Christmas? You could have given it to yourself, could have been from family, from friends. Comment down below what your best and favorite gift was. One of my favorite gifts in my whole lifetime, I think, has been a time I was probably in elementary school, very small. We were living in Palmdale. My grandparents had came over. We had a big, beautiful, fresh, real tree. And it was just the most magical Christmas. Like, we got the biggest gifts. My brother got a drum set. I got like a Bratz doll set. I don't know what my sister got. Probably something with music, 100%. And then we all, as a collective, we got puppies. Like, it was a real Hallmark-ass fucking moment. That was like the most magical Christmas I've had as a kid. And I just can't wait to like pay that forward, you know? Now, I have another question for you because we're going on 30 minutes, okay? And that's too long. My fucking episodes are like 15 or less, okay? Here we go. Do we think Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, were they bullies or what? Was Rudolph a god? Dasher, I'm gonna warn you. If you don't like rhymes, if you don't like my rhymes, you can just hit pause here. Go do what you have to do for the rest of the day. But I'm gonna go into a rhyme. Just warning you. I don't know how people feel about it. But I love it, so whatever. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm drunk. Excuse that guy. His name is Harold. He's very unhinged. I'm leaving that in there because this is what I experience on a daily basis. Just usually I'm freaking out because I need silence. Harold, can I continue with my poem or not? Was Rudolph a god? That's the name of the poem. Dasher is fast and Dancer is light. Prancer is agile and Vixen is bright. Comet moves at the speed of light. Cupid is almost godlike, like Rudolph. Donner says he's nothing alike. Blitzen says, rude one? You're right. So at the end of the day, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Dixon? Were they bullies? No, they just weren't ready for him and his light. And to that, I say, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Woo! Okay, I'm like way drunker than I would have imagined that I would be. I don't know how to end this because usually I do like my unlearning part of the podcast. The part of the podcast where we discuss any habits or mindsets maybe we want to change going forward. No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing any of that this week because it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry jolly Happy New Year. I know I like probably seem super drunk, but my party trick is that you'll honestly like never know when I'm drunk. You can tell because I'm trying to look at myself from like 50 million miles away. But at the end of the day, we're all okay. Thank you guys so much for watching. Merry Christmas, especially if you're listening up until now, only if you celebrate Christmas, actually. But thank you so much for listening. It's been a wild one, but it's been a fun one. And I cannot wait to hang out next week. It's like New Year's. And you better prepare your little hearts for that episode because we're doing a recap. A recap of 2025. Okay. It's been fun. It's been great. I love you so much. And always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend.